Let's send it back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland with your host, JB.
Thanks, Jeffrey O. We left last time. We were talking about my farms with Chris Finney, and we've got Chris's cousin here, Jesse Finney. Jesse, I assume you come from a similar background as Chris, growing up on a farm?
No, actually. My father's the third brother, the one that wasn't mentioned. I grew up overseas. So.
Really?
Yeah, my parents were missionaries in Southern Africa, so the involvement that I have with my farms, it would have been November of 2010, I guess, when Chris talked to me and, you know, asked if I was interested in coming on board as a developer. At the time, I was studying chemistry, and I was unsure of what the future was going to be in college, and Chris came and talked to me. So basically, I dropped out and moved to Upland and started working with Philip, and at the other time, there was one other developer there.
I see. Interesting. You didn't come from the agriculture background, but you came from the technology side?
Well, a little bit of both.
Okay.
My father is one of the three brothers, and he is very much a farmer at heart, so I have that kind of background. He was a farmer in Africa, not professionally, but he had a farm that we basically fed ourselves with. So I have some of the background, but I work on the technology side, yeah.
Okay. Well, Chris and I laughed a little bit ago that the qualifications for working for my farms, either your name was Finning or you went to Taylor University, and you qualify on both points.
No, I was not at Taylor. I worked in Upland.
Okay.
I was in school elsewhere.
Okay. Well, Chris, we've talked. You're probably, for this year anyway, the biggest importer of jobs to Portland, I would think, or close. But how many people do you have on staff now? And talk a little bit about your staff and where they've come from.
Sure, absolutely. So we've employed 14 people full-time over the course of the summer. Five of those will go to part-time because they're going to be finishing up their computer science degrees at Taylor.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we've got folks coming in from Michigan, Wisconsin, Virginia. JD, where are you from?
Michigan.
Jonathan comes from Swaziland, Africa. We met him at Taylor. So, we come from all over the world to Portland. And we just took up a full-time residency as a company in Portland earlier this summer in June down at the old Albertsons carpeting facility. Mm-hmm. And we're just thrilled to have a place where all of us can be together and work face-to-face. And we'd love for everyone to come out and see what we're doing at that facility tonight.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about tonight. Tonight you're having an open house. And let's tell everybody the address, the location, the time and when, and all that.
Absolutely. So it's 119 East Main Street. The festivities begin at 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And Vicky Tagg from the Chamber of Commerce will be coming at 5 o'clock for a formal ribbon-cutting ceremony. I think Mayor Giesman will be there, as well as Representative Davis, and to say a few words. And we'd love to have everybody there. We'll be taking a group photo in front of the building right before we cut the ribbon. And then at 6 o'clock, we're going to start with a lot of games. So we've got foosball, ping pong, multiple gaming consoles. So we'd love to have especially the high school community of students come out tonight. And if they want to skip the formal stuff and just hang out for the party starting at 6, that's perfectly fine. But we'd love to connect with anybody that at the high school that would be interested in a future in technology, that have questions about what it means to have a technology-based career, what a day in the life of a developer looks like, and that sort of thing.
And for those who have no idea what my farms looks like, if you kind of think of the typical Silicon Valley type operation, I think this is a Midwest version of that.
You know, it's not glamorous. It's not real polished. But really, we don't want a terribly polished environment.
Sure.
We like a casual environment. We want a place where we can just be ourselves and be kind of relaxed about who we are and how we dress. And, you know, a lot of us wear sandals to work. A lot of us kick our sandals off at work. So, you know, we're sitting there barefoot at a desk. just writing, you know, cutting code or writing contracts or whatever we need to do to get the job done. The cool thing about technology is you can do it from anywhere, and you're generally not interacting directly with your clients. And so, you know, appearances become a lot less important.
Okay, well, one final time, what's the location and time of the open house?
119 East Main Street, starting at 4 o'clock, and we'll be there until everyone's gone.
Okay, okay, and be sure and get out there for the game consoles and
absolutely
foosball and all that. Yep. Plus, I assume you probably have a little bit of food. Looking at this crew, I think there's
we
probably going to be some eating done.
We have, we actually have quite a bit of eating to do tonight, yes.
Okay, well, everybody stop out and see the Maya Farms open house on East Main Street. Chris, we thank you for being with us. Jesse, Philip, thank you guys, too, and hope you have a great day for your open house.
Our pleasure. Thanks so much, John.
Okay, back to you, Jeff.